kafra dudi. Know what that means? That's like the kafra, that's like the tar of the pot. The kids, it's the bottom part of the pot. When you have a dye, when you're dyeing things in your pot, the dye that's all the way in the bottom of the pot, the bare dye, that doesn't do such a good job. But the top Rashi says here, kinuach boyas ayura. That's like the kinuach, the what you're cleaning out from the yura klema. Veshire tseva, the end of the dye, shenishtaru b'yura, it's left over in the yura. Tseva kufra. Kitsa, he did not do a good job, he used the worst dye that he had, so therefore we make a knas like that he loses out, and yod al tachtoina. That if the shvach is much more, so the owner gains, and he only has to pay him for the yitziyah, how much money cost him for the dye. And if the dye costs much more than the shvach, then the owner only has to pay him for the shvach, the dye loses out. Tana Rabbon. What? Tana Rabbon, word like this. Hanoisein Eitzim Lecharish. If you give wood to a carpenter, Lachos Mem Kise, he asks him to make you a chair. V'yosem Mem Sassol, by mistake he made a sassol, a stool, not a chair, something else, a sassol. Or else the opposite, Sassol, he asks him to make you a stool. V'yosem Mem Kise, he made you a chair. Kitsi made opposite than what you told him to do. So what's the loch now? Rabbi Meir says, Noisen Loi Demei Eitzov. That's from Meir Lishitosai. That if I give you wood, and you are Mishana, you did different than what I told you to do. So your kone, it's like your wood now, you kone it b'shinui. It ends up like you own the wood now, like you stole the wood from me. And therefore the lochri is that you're going to have to pay me back, kein shagozol, you're going to have to pay me back the wood. That's all. That's called noisun loy dimei eitzav, that's all. Like Rashi says, te kininu b'shinui, you kone b'shinui. Avo. But what's going to be the, and that is Ramei Shita. Like Mamash, like the same case in the Mishnah when you give your wool to the Daya. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm again now. Rabbi Yehuda does know there's a kenas here. We don't look as if this carpenter is kana, like owns the wood, but still the owner's wood. So therefore, the owner gave the wood to the carpenter to make him a chair. And by mistake, or by he made a stool out of it. So Rabbi Yehuda says like this, if the fact that he changed the wood into a stool now made it worth $10 more than it was worth before, and he only had to spend $3 on the work, so you know how much the owner has to pay him. You only have to pay him the $2-3 that he put in for the work, and the owner gains the whole deal. What about the opposite? Let's say he didn't make such a good job, so he put in more work than he made it better. In other words, like nobody, it's not so, people don't need stools. There's an excess of stools in the store. Nobody needs stools, only people need chairs. So the fact the worker made a stool here, he like ruined it for himself. So he spent more money, more time working on it, then he'll gain from it. So now when the owner takes home this stool, you know how much he has to pay him? Let's say the yitziyah, the work, is more than the gain. Then you only have to pay him maybe the $1 of gain that you have. Because the workman loses out, and the balabas, he gains. But Umoydi, Rabbi Meir agrees, Emno san eitzim lecharish. If you give wood to a carpenter, lasa is mehem kisei no. You tell him to make me a real fancy chair. I need a good chair. You tell him to make me a good chair. V'yosem mehem kisei kor. And by mistake you made a bad chair. You make a nice chair, made an ugly chair. But I call upon him was a chair. It's not called a shinui. He didn't do different completely from what the balabas told him. He just did not exactly. Or else sapso no, I told you make me a nice stool. V'yosem sapso kior. And he made a bad one, a black one, a dirty one. So then Rabbi Meir also agrees that this workman is not kona, it does not belong to him, it's still the owner's. The owner has a right to get back this chair. The question is now, how much does the owner have to pay the workman? So again, it's yod al tachtoinoi. Im ha-shvach yeser al yitziyah, if the chair was worth much, much more money now, worth $10 more, and the work that he put in was only $2, noisen loy dimei ha-yitziyah, the balabos only has to pay him the $2 of the work that he put into it. But the imha yitziya yisera la shvach, let's say the work that he put into the time is much more than the shvach, but since it's a dirty one, it didn't come out too good, it's not worth that much money. So now, noisun loy dimei hashvach, the owner only has to pay the workman the $1 maybe, the fact that the wood is worth more now. Even though you put $3 of work into it, but I get nothing from that. All I got back was a dirty chair that's only worth $1 more than the wood was. So therefore, I only have to pay you for this $1, the little bit shvach that I received. Yeah. Now, it must look like this. Iboili, who have a question like this. Yeish shvach samonim al hatzemer, oy ein shvach samonim al hatzemer. Somebody takes dye,
We'll soon see the case. You steal dye from somebody, steal dye, and you put the dye on wool. So now when you look at this wool, do we look as if the dye is still here? And if we'll see, you could say, give me back my dye, or I could say, take the dye, or else no, we look as if the dye is not here anymore. When you put the dye into the wool, like the true, the wool now, you could see it, but it's nothing there. You can't touch it, it's nothing there, it's wool. The wool that was there before is still here now. You have a jacket here, it's black, blue, green, it's the same jacket, just it looks different. So that's the shiloh of yesh shvach samonim, the shvach, the gain of dye, al ha-temer. Do we consider as if the gain is here? We look as if the samamonim, the dye, is still here? Or maybe no, I ain't shvach samonim al ha-temer. We don't look as if the shvach of the dye is on the temer. We look as if, no, there's no more dye here. There's only wool here, the dye is not around. So let's all see what the shiloh is. Helchi dami, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, the gozal samonim, that you stole a dye from somebody. Samonim is what? The raw stuff. The kidnu, and you ground it up. V'tanihu, and you soaked it in water. V'tzavavim, and you made dye, and you would surveyor, Rashi said, semishaloi. You used up that person's dye on your own wool. And you dyed up your own wool. You made your own blue jacket you made. And therefore Rashi says, in Mibolim, the shalom would be, yeshvach samonim ala tzem lechazus simil, said, you want to say the look is called something. And therefore the owner, the original owner could say, listen, you took my wool, you took my dye, give it back to me. Is that the shiloh? Svat Gemara, typically mishum the kaninu vishinui. That can't be the shiloh, because stricter than you're a goslin. You stole raw material from the person, and you ground it up, and you soaked and made it into dye, so you changed over that raw material, whoever you make dye from. But you stole his things. So of course you have to pay him. That's a regular goslin here. You're kind of machine. What's the shiloh? Of course you have to pay it back. So Gemara says, Lo tzricha, the case is, de gozal samonim shiruyim. No, you stole made dye. Dye in a bottle. It's all made up already. De gozal samonim shiruyim. And v'tzava behu. And you used it and you dyed with it. Now you stole ready-made dye, and you put it onto wool, you dyed something, you dyed some wool with this. That's the shiloh now. V'tzavavu, so my, yei shvach samonim agabe tzemer, do we consider as if there's a shvach of the samonim is on the tzemer, and therefore the Yom Alei have a right to say, havli samnoi d'shakeltinu, go give me back this dye that you took from me. In other words, you took my dye. You know where it is? I see it. It's in your clothing. Go give it back to me. I don't know, maybe no, ain't shvach samonim agabe tzemer. We don't look as if the dye is still around right now, as if it's on the tzemer. The Yomalei, les lecha gaboy of loimidi. I don't have anything from you. The dye, where is it? I don't have it. The dye is in my clothing. You see it? Take it. I don't see it. It's not here. That's the shiloh. So we consider the dye in the wool as if it's still around, that you have to give it back, or else no. Oma Amri, the Gemara says, v'yein shvach samonim agabe tzemer, my motzi Yomalei. For the Gemara, no. Even if you want to say, ein shvach samonim agabe tzemer, even if you want to say, now that you took the dye and you put it into the wool, you don't see the dye here anymore, but so what? Me motzi Yomalei, do you have a right to say to him, les locha gaboy v'loi midi, that I don't have anything of yours, can I answer that to you? Namely, havli samnoi diasaratinu. But lemaisa, you stole something from me. You went to my closet and you took out a jar of dye and you took it home with you. I don't care what you did with it. You took that dye and put it into your jacket and now we don't see the dye anymore. That doesn't free you from paying back to me. I still have a right to say, lemaisa, you took away my dye. Write it over. Like, even if you want to say the dye is not around anymore, but so what? What do? You go to somebody's closet, you take out the bottle of dye, and you put it on your jacket, and you make a nice jacket. So true, even though now you want to say the chazus is not here anymore, but that can't free you from paying back from what you stole. Lamaisa, you took his dye. So what's an afkamina here? Samar says, El arala lahach gisa. Lahach gisa ein shvach samonim agavi tzemer. Oboy shlumalei. The other way the Gemara says. No, maybe no. If you want to say ein shvach samonim, I'll tell you maybe like this. If you want to say we look as if the dye is not here anymore, when you put the dye into your wool and you change colors, now we consider as if you only have wool here and as if the dye is not around anymore. If so, oboy shlumalei. Then you're right. Then for sure you're going to have to pay back. You're going to have to pay the person money like you sold it from him. That's one side. Oy dilma, maybe no. Maybe yeshvach samona magabe temer. Maybe we consider no as if the dye is still here. It's here. It's on the wool. We consider as if the dye is here. And then you know what? The omalei. And then the gazlan has the right to say homanti kamoch. Here it is. You want your dye? Take it. Your dye is here, right on my jacket. Shaklinu, go and take it. Maybe that's the tzad. On the tzad to say we consider as if the dye is still here. Then I won't have to pay you because I can tell you come and take it. Fred Gemara shaklinu. I could tell you, come and take your dye, but my shakli, how could you take it? How could you get dye? Someone says, b'tzofen. Go take a soap. Go take some cleanser, cleanser, and clean it off, and get off the dye and take it back home. Fred Gemara, tzofen, yavure mever. It takes it off, but hashovel yovid. True, you ever try? Try and clean off the dye, you know what you do? Maybe you'll be lucky to clean off your wool, that's about all. But you're not going to have the dye anymore. The dye's going to be lost. The dye's going to be destroyed. So mice, that's not called Hashava. So what's going on here? What's the Shaila? Of course you're a gazlin. Of course you're going to have to pay him back. So what's your question? So Mar says rather like this. Elo hocha b'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here. Hocha b'mayaskinon kigoyin, de gozal tzemeh v'samamonim dechad. You stole two things from somebody. You stole the jar of dye, and you also stole a pound of wool. Dechad, from one person. When you took it home, you mixed the two together. You poured out this bottle of dye into the wool. That's what you did. And now you're returning, you're doing tshuva. Now you want to return this colorful wool to the owner. That's the question. Can you be called, are you mekayim mitzvah hashava sagzeil or not? That's the shayla. Now it's a good shayla. Do we say yeshvach samon magabi atzemer that the dye now that's in this wool we consider as if the dye is still around? V'koma hadalei samon v'tzemer. It's clear that true. You're returning these two things together. You're returning the dye that you stole and you're returning the wool also. Oy dilma, maybe no. Ein shvach samon magabi atzemer. We don't consider as if the dye is still here right now on the tzemer and as if the dye is not here anymore. Therefore, v'tzemeh mahadalei, taka true, v'tzemeh taka you're returning. But samonim le mahadalei, but lemaisa the samonim, that you're not returning. Even though you're giving it back a nice colorful jacket, but what you're giving back is only the wool. The dye in it, that's not called here, that's called kamad lefti dummy, that you still have to pay money. That's the shayla. That's a good shayla. Amri sigmasa like this, tepiklei, diakilei na lebe dmei, but I'll call upon him still. Let's look at the value. It should be considered that the dye is here because this wool is worth more money now. Regular wool is only worth $5. Now that you pulled the dye in it, you made it worth $10. So since it's worth more money, so that's considered like the dye is here. So then, l'chura, you should be mekayim the mitzvah hashava. Le'tzricha dezal tziva. We're talking about no. It went down the price. Rashi says, sema tzivu huzul b'yerlim v'yem magiyin shvach ad mesa monim. Talking about now, nobody wants dyed wool anymore. It went down in price. So the kids say, even though you dyed the wool, it's not worth anything more than pure wool. So now the shayla is, when you put the dye in the wool, and you return this dyed wool to the owner, is it called you're making hashover on the dye or not? That's the shayla. Let's look at the zil tziva. The boy said, not a territory is kagoin shetzava bo kupa. I tell another case is talking about that a kupa, that a monkey came and made the tziva, that dyed it, not you. Rashi says, in the name of the gozal kuf, v'samamonim, v'tzavu es hakuf u'mavziruloi, d'layakilei. Kitsa, you didn't, not a kuf and you're a monkey, I know. Kitsa, you didn't steal the wool. You stole the kuf, a monkey, and you stole samamonim, and you stole the dye. V'tzavu es hakuf, and you dyed your monkey with it, and you gave it back. So also a case, the kitsa is not worth anything more. So kitsa, you have cases where the dye is here, and it's not worth any more money. That's the question, is it called the good chazor or not? Ravina says, "Hoch v'mayaskinu goin d'tzemeh d'chad v'samonim d'chad." Could be no. You stole dye from Reuven and you stole wool from Shimon. It belonged to two different people. They're going d'tzemeh d'chad v'samonim d'chad. Ukosi kuf utzviel utzemer. Banach samonim and a kuf, a monkey comes now and he mixes the two things together. He puts the dye on top of this wool. So shalom is yeshvach samonim agabe tzemeh diomalei havli samnoi digaboch ninu. I have a right to say, listen, you lemaisa have my wool right now, and my dye is in your wool. So since you have my dye, I want it back. Or dilma, maybe no. Ain't shvach samonim al gabei tzemer. That we don't consider as if the dye is still around right now. I don't have anything from you. As I only took somebody's wool, that's all.
So Keith's talking about again what the tzemed dechad, the samon and dechad, right? Yeah, because he kuf that's okay. And then Zara shasa to gezel.
Means Reuven, again, Reuven old wool, owned some wool, and Shimon owned some dye. And a monkey now, somebody came and poured the dye onto your wool. So now the owner of the dye wants to know, I come to you, listen, you have my dye, give it back to me. The other one says, I don't have your dye. So that's the question. Is your dye considered here or not? The dye lamaisa dried up, and all we see now is a colorful tzemer. So do we say, yesh shvach, that yes, we consider like the dye is here and you have to pay back for it? But the other side is, no, I have a right to say it's not here. So that's the shayla.
I do mention someone my gabi tzemer, but yamulei, lest the chagaboy, come on, I don't have anything. Toshma, come in, I'll bring you proof.
It says Alocha, beget shet sava beklipa yorlo, if you have a beget, your clothing, that you dyed it with dye from orlo, which is also bahano, the Alocha is yadlik, you have to burn the beget. So question, Alma, what do we see from here? Chazusa milsi, we see, we consider as if the orlo, the Surian no, is still here in the beget, that's why you have to burn it. If you're going to tell me dye is considered like it's lost, it's not here, so the main beget is made out of the wool, that's muta bahano. Just the dye that came from Orla is in it. So what do you have to burn the beged for? So who you see, Chazusa is called Milsehi. Tomorrow says, Omar Rovo, Hano Haniru Lianayim Osu Torah. Tell you, Orla is different. By Orla, the Torah asked any type of a seeing, enjoyment of seeing, of making it look nice, that's also offered by Orla. So for Orla, Chazusa is Milsehi. The Tanya we learned, the Pasuk says, Arelim lo yoichel, he can't eat Orla. Ainly yel yisfachilim, maybe just can't eat the fruits. Minayin shlo yehenim, and how do you know you can't even have any hanor from it? Vula yitzvah boy, you're not allowed to die with it. Vula yadlik boy, from the shemen of Orla, he can't use it for oil. Lo yadavir atzaner, Talmud loim, it says three times, vioraltem, Orla so yespiriyo, Arelim lo yoichel. The rabbi says, Kulam. The kids in the new special pasuk here by Orla that Chazusa just seeing Tzviya, you're not allowed to be Tzviya, you can't dye something with Orla. So by Orla, here we see a new Gzeras HaKosev, the dye is considered like it's here. But maybe Vilchus Gzel over here, where somebody's dye fell into your Tzemer, the question is, does he have a right to say, you have my dye? Or can you say back, no, it's not here anymore, that's the Lashayla. The Toshma coming here says, Degit Yisabu B'Klifa Shvius. A beggar that you died with the klipim that grew a shvius, yad again you have to burn it. So chorisi also chazusim ilsim. Once again, no hashan yosn yomakruo tia biyav veviyosn tei. I say again, shvius also is a special pasuk. Therefore, you can't bring any proof from here.